We discussed earlier the time value of money by calculating present values of future net benefits. A key variable in such calculations is the cost of capital, which is expressed as the discount rate. The cost of capital consists of two components. First, the riskless cost, which is based on the assumption that actual and expected returns will be the same. Second, the risk premium, which accounts for the probability that actual and expected returns may differ. The higher that probability of discrepancy between actual and expected outcome, the higher the risk premium, and hence, the total cost of capital. As a sustainability officer, you need to realize that the choice of discount rate can have a significant effect on the approval or rejection of a project. The higher the discount rate, the lower the present value of future benefits. We'll take a closer look at this issue in the example that follows.